The moon, the dried weeds, and the Pleiades. 7 feet tall, the dark, dried weed stalks make a part of the night a red lace on the blue, milky sky. Right by a small lamp, the Pleiades are almost nameless, and the moon is tilted and half gone. And in running pants and with ecstatic, aesthetic faces on the illuminated signboard are leaping over printed hurdles, and quote, one quarter of their energy comes from bread, end quote, two gigantic high school boys, 10 feet tall. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from Cassia territory of the Gidimdan clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in Smithers, BC. My name's Gavin Smith. You're listening to The Underword, a song that explores the old poets showing up in new music. And you were just listening to 11-1, I guess, by William Carlos Williams. William Carlos Williams, who is our subject for the day. And the poems that I've been reading from are from the book. Well, it's actually from a book from Kitimat Public Library on Interlibrary Exchange. Shout out to Kitimat for that. But sometimes when you get the books on Interlibrary Exchange, you don't really have a ton of information. You just kind of order them and they show up, and it said William Carlos Williams, which seemed straightforward enough to me. And it showed up, and it was actually William Carlos Williams : Poetry for Young People, which included some very nice illustrations and explanations of what the poems were about. So if you're a young person, this is for you. And if you're young at heart, then it's also for you. But if you're old, I'm sorry, the book was very clear that it's not for you. So, no, I'm just joking. You can definitely continue to listen. We're going to get into some songs in a bit, but just to tell you a little bit about William Carlos Williams. Oh, and I guess I should thank a sponsor as well. Before we get started, thanks to Ranch House Tattoo for sponsoring CICK. Much appreciated. But I will tell you a little bit about William Carlos Williams. He was born in 1883 in Rutherford, New Jersey. But his family were recent transplants to America. His father was born in England, and his father was William George Williams. And I will just pause for a moment to marvel at, if your last name was Williams and you named your son William Williams, for your son to then name his son William Williams Jr. is really quite something. But there you have it. There was William George Williams and William Carlos Williams of the Williams family. He was born, William George Williams was born in England, but grew up mainly in the Caribbean, where he met and married Rachel Elena Hoheb, who was from Puerto Rico. And then growing up in New Jersey, William Carlos Williams was trilingual. His mother spoke Spanish and French, but only a little bit of English. But William Carlos Williams eventually became a doctor. He practiced in Paterson, New Jersey, where he lived most of his life. And although poetry was not his day job, he was pretty well known for his poetry during his lifetime. He was close friends with Ezra Pound, who's another famous poet we haven't covered on this show yet, maybe one day. But the style of his poetry, which is more focused really on simple and direct language to distill meaning from everyday images, was at times during his life overshadowed by the more academic style of contemporaries like T.S. Eliot. In fact, William Carlos Williams called Eliot's The Wasteland, quote, the great catastrophe of our letters, because of Eliot's obscure literary and linguistic references, whereas William Carlos Williams preferred to focus on images and language drawn from everyday life, particularly in relation to the average person in America. And because of that focus, he became an important figure in American literary movements, including the Beat Generation that was to follow him. In fact, he acted as a mentor to Allen Ginsberg, and he in fact wrote the intro to Ginsberg's first book of poetry, Howl, which I would love to cover on the show, but it's not in the public domain. One of my favorites from when I was growing up. William Carlos Williams died in 1963 in Rutherford, New Jersey, and only months after his death, he was posthumously awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his work. So we're going to start musically with an instrumental. We don't often do a ton of instrumentals on this show. It's called This Is Just to Say, and that is named after probably one of the most famous pieces by William Carlos Williams, which sounds like this. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet, and so cold. Keeping it simple. This is Ross Milligan, an instrumental guitarist, with the song, This Is Just to Say. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. They're kind of funny when they're so short. I normally there's more of a pause between when I'm reading and the songs and then what I say next, but there's not this time. A lot of William Carlos Williams poems were quite short. That was the Red Wheelbarrow. One of his more well-known works. And before that, you were listening to This Is Just to Say by Ross Milligan, named after the William Carlos Williams poem of the same name. We're going to move on now to Patty Larkin and her song, The Fool Song, which is also, it was not only named after the William Carlos Williams poem of the same name, it uses most of the lyrics. And Patty Larkin had this to say about The Fool's Song, which also gave, I should say, the name to her 2020 album Bird in a Cage, which is a line that features in the poem. Larkin said, quote, "When I first read William Carlos Williams' poem, The Fool's Song, I was drawn in by his imagery. Reading it was like watching a short film. The poem has a timelessness about it with its 'Oh, fool that I am' refrain. Each line is succinct and airtight, and the poem resonates with a vision that reflects the present-day absurdity of attempting to cage the truth." I'd say personally, The Fool Song is not one of my favorites, but I will read it to you so you have it in mind right before you hear the song. This is The Fool Song by William Carlos Williams. I tried to put a bird in a cage, O fool that I am, for the bird was truth, sing merrily truth. I tried to put truth in a cage, and when I had the bird in a cage, O fool that I am, why, it broke my pretty cage. Sing merrily, truth. I tried to put truth in a cage. And when the bird was flown from the cage, O fool that I am, why, I had nor bird nor cage. Sing merrily, truth. I tried to put truth in a cage. Hey-ho, truth in a cage. I really struggled to say hey-ho with seriousness. Anyways, you're now going to listen to The Fool Song by Patty Larkin, which you will notice uses many of the lyrics from, or the lines, I should say, from that very poem. This is Patty Larkin with the full song. Here it is spring again, and I still a young man. I am late at my singing. The sparrow with the black rain on his breast has been at his cadenzas for 2 weeks past. What is it that is dragging at my heart? The grass by the back door is stiff with sap, The old maples are opening their branches of brown and yellow moth flowers. A moon hangs in the blue in the early afternoons over the marshes. I am late at my singing. That was The Late Singer by William Carlos Williams. And before that, you were listening to Patty Larkin with The Fool Song, based on the William Carlos Williams poem of the same name. Now we're getting into my favorite part of this week's show, which is related to Jim Jarmusch's movie Patterson, which, if you haven't seen it, is a beautiful film. You may know Jim Jarmusch for some of his other films, including Coffee and Cigarettes, Broken Flowers with Bill Murray. He also did a recent one with Adam Driver and Bill Murray, The Dead Don't Die. It's kind of a intentionally campy B-movie zombie flick. But my personal favorite of his is the movie Patterson, which came out in 2016. And it's a beautiful film that is really, in many ways, an ode to William Carlos Williams. Adam Driver, again, plays a bus driver named Patterson, who writes poetry in his spare time. Incidentally, the poet Ron Padgett was hired for this movie to write original poems that are attributed to Patterson, which is Adam Driver's character, which Driver reads periodically throughout the film, which is a nice touch. The movie is also set in Patterson, New Jersey. So character Patterson, location Patterson. As you may recall, Patterson was where William Carlos Williams grew up. It's his home, or it's his hometown anyways. And also, it was the title of an epic poem that Williams published in five volumes between 1946 and 1958. And in the film, Patterson the Person even meets a tourist in the park reading Patterson the Book of Poetry, who had traveled to Patterson the town from Japan because he was such a William Carlos Williams fan. So a lot of different layered references in there. And in many ways, the film reflects the heart of William Carlos Williams' poetry, which meditates on the meaning and importance of seemingly simple things. The film is a series of seemingly disconnected scenes that take place over a week in Patterson's life, Patterson the person, slowly accumulating details about his existence and his character, which is really sort of defined by finding beauty in the everyday. And one of those vignettes, which is what's going to take us to our next musical piece, Patterson is eavesdropping on a rapper in the laundromat, a guy who's doing his laundry, and he's practicing his verses while he washes his clothes. But that actor playing the rapper is none other than Method Man, a.k.a. Cliff White of Wu-Tang Clan fame. So I'm going to just play you a little bit of the clip from that. You don't really hear Driver so much in it, but this is the part. You don't get the visual of it, obviously, but it's the part where Method Man is doing his laundry and practicing his verses.
Who want a squad? We're on guard, just one guard. And I don't spar with the subhuman or subpar. See, I go hard when they jump off. KO rappers, a slow rapper, get bumped off. I'm proactive. Them bad habits, them rubbed off. Now y'all have them. Negroes with attitudes, whole squad is all Madden. All Madden. So
there you go. And Driver comes in and they have a conversation, which probably won't make a lot of sense if you're not able to see what's going on and haven't seen the movie. So I won't include that part. But it's a great little scene. And one of the lines that Method Man uses, which I actually don't hear in that clip, but it's no ideas, but in things, which is a famous maxim from William Carlos Williams' poem. I'm really having trouble. William Carlos Williams' poem. Williams's poem, Patterson, that line, no ideas but in things, also kind of captures the spirit of the film as well as a lot of Williams' work. So in speaking about the film, Jarmusch has said that he didn't ask Method Man to use that William Carlos Williams line. Rather, Method Man came up with his own verses for the film, and he chose to include that line. He also apparently included some lines from an African-American poet, Paul Lawrence Dunbar. There's no particular song from that Method Man does that really connects directly with William Carlos Williams otherwise, but because it seems appropriate, I'm going to play the song Method Man by Wu-Tang Clan. Here you go.
God, Ghostface Killer, man. And the M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. Who be getting planned when they come to a jam? Here I am, the Method Man. Patty cake, patty cake. Hey, the Method Man. No need Skippy Jeff or Peter Pan. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, Sam I am. And I don't eat green eggs and ham. Down the hitch up, when they got there, you'll be like, oh shit, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me get up. Wild, I'm about to blow, light me up. Upside down, side, inside and outside. Hitting you from every angle, there's no doubt. I am the one and only Method Man. The master of the plan, rapping shit like Saran. Rap with some of this and some of that. Hold up, what? I thought I'd throw a putty cat over there. But I think he begs to be aware of the diggy dog shit right here. Hippie, yippie, yeah, dog, yo. Like Dex said, this ain't your average flow. Coming like raw. Ooh, Archie Gaw. Tell me how you like it so far, baby, ball. The poetry's in motion, coast to coasting. Rub it on your skin like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh, my Lord. Another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Get your White House, get your meth, get your skins, don't forget your Audi, and we gon' do it like this. I got fat bags of skunk, I got White House guns, and I'm about to go get lifted. Yes, I'm about to go get lifted. I got myself a 40, I got myself a shorty, and I'm about to go and stick it. Yes, I'm about to go and stick it. When the cold winds blow, then soon I hit the mic like boom. Told us all about it like the here and here it goes. Question, what exactly is a penny raider? Ill behavior, savior, or major flavor? All of the above, oh yeah, plus a deucer. Also flaming the man, call me super. Not an average joke, with an average flow. Doing average things with average hoes. Yo, I'm super, I make a bitch squirm for my super sperm. Check it, check it, I give it to you raw but naked. I smell sex past the method. Let's get lifted as I kick ballistic. Missiles and shoot game like a pistol. Clip is loaded when I click bang. Bang. A Wu-Tang slug hits your brain. J-U-M-P jump and I thump. Make girls work like pumping. Humpty hump. Wow. The selling style is all in me. Chow. The whole damn L is calling me. B-A-N-T-Y-R-A-I-D-E-R. Mad raw. I don't cry. Meaning no one can burn or toss and turn me. Ooh, I be the super. Chim chim chiri, freak up flow and flow fancy free. Now how many licks does it take for me to hit the tushy bro center of a break? Beating don't sleep, the dudes mad be Wu-Tang. Baiting motherfuckers like bleach, so to each and every crew. You clear like glass, I can see right through. Your whole damn paws, you catching them all. It's your business, you didn't have wins to begin with. I'm the M-E-T-H-O-D man, M-E-T-H-O-D man, M-E-T-H-O-D.
The slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang killer bees on a swarm.
You so have just been took up through the 36 chambers of death, kid.
That was Method Man by the Wu-Tang Clan from Enter the Wu-Tang. And before that, you were listening to Method Man, briefly, you were listening to Method Man from the Jim Jarmusch film Patterson, including dropping a few William Carlos Williams lines. We are going to continue with the Patterson theme. We're actually going to play another song from the film. And we're going to close out with that one for tonight. This is a song by the band Squirrel. And I actually first heard Squirrel on a show on the CICK 93.9, The Abyss by Ken White. So shout out to Ken. His set comes on after mine, and so I'm often listening to it in the car and sometimes after that once I get home. And I was really just a couple months ago that I heard him play a song by Squirrel. But it turns out Squirrel is a band that is composed of Jim Jarmusch, as well as Carter Logan and Shane Stoneback. And Squirrel composed the entire score for the movie Patterson. So he was not only the director, but his band also did the score for it. And I'm going to close off with one of the songs from that score, which is the song Waterfalls. And this is a reference to the Great Falls of the Passaic River. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Passaic looks right, which is in Patterson. It's actually one of the largest waterfalls in the United States. And it features in the film. It's also the name of a poem in the film that's recited by a young girl. And so we're going to close off with this for the night. This is Jim Jarmusch. Well, it's not just Jim Jarmusch, but he's involved. And it's the chill sounds of Squirrel and Waterfalls taking you out for the evening. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next time. This is Gavin Smith, signing off for The Underword on CICK 93.9 FM.